Anyone prepared to say a little bit Gemara? And Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Rashi and the Bichos. Let me add something first. How many of you are familiar with the Gemara? Actually, Tosfos and Pesachim. When we say L and when we say Al in the Bracha. May the Bracha Al be your chometz. Make a Bracha Lahadlik Nails of Shabbos. Right. No. Anyone familiar with it?
No.
Yeah.
I'm not, but I'm just guessing. Maybe the beer is the actual burning, and the light is having the light lit, so it's the mice.
No,
it's the
beer is actually not the actual burning. The beer is the search.
It's like
Bialti Hakodesh Menabayas. Doesn't mean I burnt it, means I cleared it out.
Right,
I got rid of it.
The mice is the ikar of the mitzvah as opposed to the.
Let me just. You say al on something where you can make a shliach. You say lo, and you can't do it with shlichus. Moel makes a bocha al hamila. Most of the hold the father, when he makes the bocha, if he's the moel, he makes lomu as bini, not al hamila as bini, lomu bini. Right. Why? Because the father can't make a shliach. He was on him. No way. It's another halacha. If there's no one to do a mila, can't let the little boy run around not circumcised, so it's, someone can step in. Right. It can be done al day shliach.
What about al matilas
adayim?
Everything plus. Yeah. Every single bracha, right, is subject to that question. It doesn't hold that test. But that's what Tosha says in Pesachim, that is a test. Okay. So here we have already Amar Rav Chiya Bar Rashi, right?
Also, Shimon Leket bring a tradition to
what?
Was an Italian tradition to mention Al Adlakat Ner Shabbat.
Yeah.
This is Der Chanukah, also it's a Nidah Shaliach. But it's mitzvah for all bites. The people, Isha, can represent Baal, can be Shel Baalah, Aval Ishga mitzvah. Aval al Adrakat Ner Shabbat, Yichla Liyot al Yidah Shaliach, Erma
Shah. There's no need. That's because most of Shalom hold there's no need to light. The mitzvah is al ha'or, lo al hadlaka.
Today everyone
says they drink,
but
let me see. I put something down I wanted to share with you in a minute. Before we begin, have it here, ready or not? You have, now we discuss. Okay. First, let's say the Gemara. Okay. And try it.
Yes, sir. Amar Uchiya Barashi, Amar Rav, Amalik Ner Shel Chanukah, Tzarach Levarach.
Yeah.
Right, someone who bites Ner Shel Chanukah needs to make a blessing. Rabbi Yirmi Amar, Haroa Ner Shel Chanukah, Tzarach Levarach. Someone that even sees the Ner Shel Chanukah needs to make a blessing. Amar Yehuda
Yom. Well, hold on. that statement, Haman Ner Shachanek Tzorach Uvorach, right? What is he telling you? I mean, it'd be possible like that Chanukah and operate about bracha. The purpose is pursuing Nisa, you don't need a bracha. So he's telling you, first, that's important halacha. That he made it into a mitzvah d'rabbanan. A mitzvah d'rabbanan. We don't make a bracha on everything that we do for religious purposes. Here is a chiyuv bracha. You count tzvira and you make a bracha. Many Rishonim don't understand why you make a bracha on tzvira. Bracha on what?
One
bracha on a dibur. Yeah, bracha is always on a chepzer, an act. Physical act, speaking is not. So it's a big chiddush that we make a bracha on tzvira. So not so kosher. We take for granted brachas. The Chazal were very sensitive to the issue of bracha. What's the key issue of bracha is? Mostly Shema Hashem lo atola. There's no need for a bracha. We don't want to make a bracha.
And also why each day. That
Sfirah
was one mitzvah.
Okay, right, okay. Now let's go, let's see. Nu?
Amar Bihuda, Yom Rishon Arom Avarach Beis, Umadli...
No, but hold. What's Rabbi Yirma say?
Even if someone sees...
That's the biggest chiddush of all. He says, not only on the Maisa Hadlaka. Haro, I didn't do anything. I never lit the candle. You lit the menorah. I didn't have a menorah to light. When I pass by your menorah, I have to make a bracha. It's a birchas hagiyah, like when you see lightning, right? You have to make a bracha. Also, master bracious.
This is on the basis that Chabad made the Kitsunanes, where it's not chiyuv mitzvah. Why right. They made in a kikar, in places, in a, it's not bait.
What did he mean to say? Chanukiot, yeah. Tziburiot,
public
Chanukah, yeah.
Not in bait, in places, in
yeah.
Outdays.
We have a klal that has no exception. You never ask a kasha on Lubavitch. Okay. Every klal has an exception, that has no exception.
But they say that perhaps they don't have... they don't have the drink, when you see a work,
can see. Okay, that's the law. Oh, good. Yeah, next. Amar Abude.
Yom Rishon Arom Avarach Beis.
But not the same bracha. Right? Roe doesn't make the same bracha as Madlik. Madlik makes a bracha Lahadlik. Right? And Roe only. Right, makes a bracha basically the pesubin nisa aspect of bracha. In other words, she'osa nisa v'avoseinu by rimahim as manasa. The roh, but how does it say? Yom rishon haroh mor beis, right? U'madlik mor gimel. Mikan ve'elech, right? Madlik mor shayim, meaning leaving out the shechiyanu. The roe and mevorah chachas leads out the shechiyon. Now we ask, my memayet, right? What is he leaving out? Does, if after the first day, you drop one brocha. Memayet zman. Okay. Next. Can I pick a poke again? What's he asking?
Binimot. Binimot neis. Why don't we... take out Shasa Nisim Labusainim.
Why? Because you said already. The first day was a miracle. And here you have to. First day was a miracle? What was the miracle the first day? Remember the famous Kasha of the Vaisha? First day they had oil. Right? I gave you all kinds of tools that are around. Right? What's the The one I like best is Chassam Sofer. You remember what Chassam Sofer said? No. Why was it a miracle the first day?
The wind didn't blow it.
Why? Because the Nusach Chazal put in, Bidliku Neros Bechatzros Kodshecha. In the Beis HaMikdosh, there was enough oil for one day. But Bechatzros Kodshecha, out in the street, out in the courtyard, where the wind blows, there wasn't enough oil for that. Therefore, there was a nest the first day too. Others say the brocha the first time was the nest of the Bochoma, not the nest of Hanukkah. The first nest of Masarta Gibor Mirat Chaloshim, Rabma Ma'atim, Tmeir Matahorim, etc. I should mention that to you, I don't know if I did already. It says, Masarta Gibor Mirat Chaloshim. That's a miracle, right? Usually a cholosh weak fellow loses, the gibo wins, right? Rabbe mat ma'atim, usually the majority, the big army wins, right? Temeim b'yat tahorim, right? Rishon b'yat tzadikim, boy. Why can't a tzadik, David HaMelech required that all his soldiers should be tzadikim. A tzaddik can't win. Why is it? Because a tzaddik he can't win a war, or because tahorim, right? This tmeim ya tahorim. What's the chiddush? So this, I don't know who said it, but it's worth noting in human history. Whenever you have a revolution, because the one in charge is a rosha, how are we going to get him, right? Gaddafi is a Rosha, right? Mubarak is a Rosha. So we're going to catch him. So all the tzaddikim get together finally to get rid of the Rosha. What happens after getting the Rosha? They become Roshon. So the Chiddush is, Bosatim Gibo, it is Temeim Batahorim, Roshon Batzaddikim, and they remain tzaddikim. Usually when they become in power, then they become the Roshon. That was a big Chiddush. That the Chashmonoim remained that there's one thing that they did which led to their destruction, and that is
they didn't let go of the Malchus.
Yeah,
they didn't let go of they took the Malchus and they didn't let it go.
And they knew that what
the
Malchus is
can't be for a Malchus.
Malchus only Shevet Yehuda.
Right.
And they Shevet Levi, and they held on to it. So as long as they were doing an emergency salvation, okay. But then they settled in, they liked the crown fits. Okay. So what's my answer? Why not leave out Ness? You said already Ness. And well, Koyome is Ness, not true. The miracle repeated itself every day. Every day they kept on burning. My Mavorech. Here you have a very important lesson in our Emunos Chazal. Okay, no.
Mavorech Asher Kishana, which is Sabbath Zivan, Ladak Ner Shachanaka. Where did Hashem command this?
So what's the problem? The problem is that Chanukah was after Matan Torah. Where do you find Sivanu? And Har Sinai, God told them to light candles on Chanukah. How do you say Hashem kidshonu? Boruch ato Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha Hashem kidshonu v'tzivonu. You crowd it, where did you? My man Hussein, we never heard you commanding us about Chanei Chanukah. So you have here a reminder of what you mean when you say our Torah. Our Torah is not a fixed document. Our Torah metamorphoses. Our Torah changes. HaTorah hazeh lo tei mochlefes. Whatever was in the Torah that God gave, that doesn't change. But there's more to Torah than what God gave us on Har Sinai. There's a Torah that has to be part of our daily life. It's a Torah that has to adjust to changes in society. Came Kodesh Baruch Hu and gave a Torah for that. The Torah that's subject to change, that's called Kol Asher Yerucha. That's Emunas Chazal. To such a point that the Rishonim all ask, then where's the Rabbanon versus the Reiser? Then every Rabbanon becomes a Reiser. You tell my Asher Kijon Tzivona, why? Chazal got together, a bunch of Rabbanon got together and said, you must light Ner Chanukah, and God says, okay, that's what I said. Where did you say it? Hey, Tzivona, where did you tell us? The answer is, I told you to listen to them. So those who train to ask, then where do you have a distinction between the Rabbon and the Reiser? Sofei the Reiser and the Chumra. Sofei the Rabbon and the Kula. Every Rabbon is a the Reiser. Asher Tzivona, Kol Asher Yerucha. The answer is, why is a Sofei the Rabbon and Lekula, because the Rabbana said it should be Lekula. That's part of their takona. Their takona was, I want you to listen to my takona when you're sure you know my takona. Whether there's a suffix, whether my takona is applicable in this circumstances, you don't have to listen to us. Kodesh Baruch Hu told you something. The suffix, whether you understand whether that should apply in this circumstance, suffix the raisa lechuma, you gotta go lechuma. But Rabbanan didn't want to flex their muscles and say, they could have done this just as well. Say, and Sofit Rabbanan is also a chumra. They didn't. But that's part of the Rabbanan. That's part of the Sivonu. And the leniency was built into the halacha. You follow that?
So
these are fundamental theological concepts that should be taught in kindergarten.
So what's the shlub to the question that every Derabbanan, by way of Kol Asher Yerucha, is a Deraisa. So what's the answer to that?
So that's what we answer. What's a chilik? Where do you find a chilik, the Reis of the Rabbanon? No chilik. I'd like to remind you, the main chilik in the Reis and the Rabbanon is, you violate a law of the Reis, you get 39 Malkas. You violate a law of the Rabbanon, Makanoso, Achetetse Nasha. Rabbanon don't punish you. Rabbanon win. Rabbanon compel you. That's anarchy. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you didn't listen to me, I'll punish you. I'll give you 39 Malkas. Rabbanon don't want to punish you. Rabbanon demand your loyalty. You have to cry uncle. You have to admit to accept their authority. Otherwise, we have anarchy. That's why it was Makarov should take, you don't hit him, I should take you enough to kill him. You keep on hitting him until he says, okay, I volunteer. It's called Chinese volunteerism. No one reminds you. What I'm telling you is Aleph Beis, but no one reminds you. It's good to remind yourself. What is the structure of our halachic life? We can't have anarchy. Once you break with the Rabbanan, look. The local newspaper in Rockland County, put out by basically the reform movement, the UGA, basically, are those that are in charge. It's all over America. These reporters come out, Miles called the Rockland Reporter. So there's a lady writing there. You see the snide references to Minhagi Yisrael. She's discussing whether you should eat milchix on Shavuos. Right. The tone of the article is, it's nice to have some rituals. Nice to have some minhogim, religious minhogim. maybe it's a good idea to make blintzes on Shavuos, because it's another mini Yisrael. Not to drive your car on Shavuos, not to chil v'chas, not to eat with the blintzes a treif of corned beef sandwich. No, that's okay. That doesn't bother her. So she wants to know whether the blintzes has some special kedusha to it. This kind of stuff, that's what destroys Judaism. Comes the next generation, reads that. So that's for us. What kind of nonsense? That's the destructive force. And look, so look what happened to the reform movement. It's hard to say it even, but then not Jews anymore. Oh, Yisrael, apishachote Yisrael. Okay, that's some legalism or something. But they're not Jewish. They intermarry even numbers. Majority manage to go. Right, the statistics of a few years ago, I didn't see recent ones in Denver. On the reform movement, 85% were intermarried. Yeah. They like goyim better, but why shouldn't they marry goyim? There's nothing in their behavior that differs. I mean, it's a difficult problem. If I marry a shiksa, should I put a mezuzah on the door, or should I hang a crucifix? Over the dining room table. So you have to make a decision. But the goyim aren't that religious, and the reform wouldn't care if they were. Therefore, it just disappears. I mean, I've been saying this, but it hurts even to say it. We are now involved in the second Holocaust. We are losing 6 million Jews. If they still call themselves Jews, next generation, the same people. Well, I met the census taker. He was walking along the road before I left Eretz Yisrael the first time. He got around. We were required to answer the census questions. There. He says to me, he was also the mail carrier. He says to me, not yours, where we live, but a little further away, many of the people sign no religion. They ask your religion is voluntary. You don't have to answer, but so our people answered, Jewish Orthodox. Many people answered, no religion. He says they're all Jewish. You know that? He's a goy talking. He says all the ones say no religion, the Jew. A goy doesn't say no religion. He's a Christian. Why no religion? It doesn't cost them any money to be a Christian. But a Jew knows that to be a Jew, you got to do something about being a Jew. You got to go to shul, you got to get tzedakah, you got to do something. So they say, no, they don't want any chiyuv, no religion. Okay, let's go back there. Beautiful answer. In fact, the Gemara, Heichan Tzivonu. How can you make a bocha? That's a lie. The brachas are sheker. Hashem kitzonu b'mitzvah mitzivonu. Where's your tzivonu? Right. Rav Avi Omar. I told you. Kadosh Baruch Hu says tzivonu. He told us lo sosu mikol hashem yirucha. He told you must listen to the rabbanon. So when rabbanon make a takana, you have to light chanukah candle. Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded you to listen to that takana. So it's not a lie. It's an accurate statement. It was tzivonu. Rav Nechemya Amar, Nu, Shal Avicho V'Yagetcho Zkeinecho V'Yomulach. It's hard to understand. What did Rav Nechemya come, right, and add to Rav Avya? Rav Avya brought you a pasuk in the Torah, right? Does what does Rabbi Chaim bring? Also a pasuk in the Torah, but doesn't say anything. It doesn't say a command, kol asher yoruha. Lo soso, that's a positive, clear statement. Thou shalt not swerve, lo soso, and kol asher yoruha. What do they teach you? Here it says, shalom bitzchah ges chelev yomolach, seems to be a less of a compulsive, right? Less of a ordinance. There's no command here. It's kind of a recommendation. You want to know something about your background? You want to know something, how you should behave? Ask your father. Shalom yich v'yagetcha. It's also a pasuk in Devarim, a pasuk in the Torah. But it doesn't seem to have the same legal impact as the first pasuk. So why do you want to bring this pasuk in? What does it add to the first pasuk? So, yeah, what I just about said just before. What he's telling you is, if you don't listen to the Rabbanon, then you'll have no father, you'll have no grandfather. He's telling you why Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Losos Nukash Yerucha. Why? Because tradition, what we call Minhog Yisrael, Minhog Yisrael's Dinu, that's what maintains the unity of the people. And we have to be a member of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael requires a history. There's a historical record that maintains you as a member of a nation. Therefore, he comes in with that sociological insight. You cannot afford not to listen to Rabbanon. Because Rabbanon make halachas, say, oh, that's for last generation. We have new Rabbanon now. We'll make other halachas now. We will now vitiate those halachas, right, and make new ones. You know, it doesn't go. Shalavicha, skenecha, v'yomulach. That's why we have a halacha in the Rabbanon. A bezin makes halacha at Rabbanon, right? You cannot uproot that halacha. Ela unless bezin godel mimenu b'chokhmo v'minyan. You can show a bezin that's greater who reevaluate and say that takona doesn't apply today. Otherwise, the takona is like the Torah itself. It doesn't change. And then, how does Aloha Drabonon come in? If it's a Drabonon that was made Mishum Siog as a Geder, we make Mishum Siog putting up a fence to protect a Halacha, like much of what we learned in Shabbos so far, all these Takonas Drabonon, they are evaluations of the psychology of Homo sapiens, of this monkey that looks like a man, right? I know how he behaves. The first Rabbanon who analyzed how people behave, they got it right. There's just as fast as that and the second ones. And if they saw fit to protect Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah by making a siogla Torah, asu siogla Torah, like Pirkei Avos says. It's a commandment. It's their responsibility to preserve the integrity of Torah. You have to do that by putting up a fence. These fences are really psychological statements. I'm afraid under these circumstances, zeiro shemayate. Therefore, I make takonis concerning how you have light on Shabbos. That Zeh Shemayate is the same for one generation or the next. Therefore, those are not mutable. Those are immutable laws. A Bezin Acher can't change those laws. They're permanent. All it means is they taught Pshat in Kodesh Baruch Hu's law in the Din Torah and said, but we have a problem. It's going to be hard that law to be practiced, enforced, unless we build a fence around it. You people following this? These are critical theology.
So this siyag does not apply if the psychology doesn't apply?
Siyag always is psychology.
But what if the psychology of the people
doesn't? That's the point. People change when nature changes. Nature doesn't change, so people don't change.
So then what does it mean that the Torah is not a fixed document?
All it means is, as we said, that whereas the Torah didn't speak to the implementation of Torah law, came on to Rabbon and said, how you implement the Torah law, which takes into account the psychology of people.
And that's not affected by society or by the culture around the people?
I'm sure Rabbon, how they evaluate when they should step in and make a takana, I'm sure that these the societal factors are factors.
But what they did in Bavel would apply to the same sociological factors around us in the United States?
It does not vary geographically. If it did, then we wouldn't be one species, Homo sapiens. We would have subspecies of human beings. I personally feel that there now are. They went ahead and they killed someone who looked like a human being, right? It's Bin Laden, right? He looks like a human being. With a good plastic surgery, I can make a orangutan look like a human being. Right? We can now do whole face transplantation. So you put your transplant a face onto an orangutan. Right? Kodesh Baruch Hu, for some strange reason, did that. He took an orangutan, he put a face on, and called him Bin Laden. And we have a president who's a Muslim, right? Who